This is KUT. Many Central Texas school districts received mediocre grades in various categories under a new state accountability system. That's according to a report of preliminary grades obtained by KUT's Kate McGee.
The new system rates schools on an A through F scale rather than the previous pass-fail system. According to the report, Austin, Georgetown, Hays, Manor, and San Marcos ISDs received Ds in post-secondary readiness, while Bastrop ISD received an F. That category considers graduation rates, the number of students who take advanced placement courses, SAT or ACT courses, the number of students who complete career and technical courses, and military service. The preliminary report uses 2015-16 data to rate schools based on four factors: student achievement on standardized tests, student progress on those tests, how well districts are closing performance gaps among certain groups of students, and post-secondary readiness.
We went from that lower pass or pass-fail system to now a much more differentiated one, where we have both higher passing rates and another failing category in D.
That's Kendall Pace, Austin ISD School Board President. Under the new system, Ds and Fs are considered unacceptable.
It makes for great headlines or, you know, a tagline in a story, but it's likely misleading the public and masking its overall success.
For example, Pace pointed to Blackshear Elementary. That school received two A's and a B in the student achievement, student progress, and closing performance gaps, but received an F in post-secondary success. In elementary school, that category just considers chronic absenteeism. Pace says this new system is complicated, and schools can receive a poor grade in any category based on a few students. She's afraid how that may affect an entire school's reputation.
If you know nothing about it, you're just moving to the city, and you go, oh, F, forget it, we're not looking at that school. Some of these beg, you know, to understand what the difference in story is, but that's only if you're intellectually curious and have the time. Otherwise, you look at that and go, oh, forget it, that's not a good high school.
Nearby public school boards, including Austin, Dripping Springs, and Manor, have passed resolutions calling on the state to repeal the new system. Districts argue it relies too heavily on STAR tests to grade campuses, and while 16 other states have implemented similar systems, these districts argue there's no proof that A through F ratings improve student and school performance. State Representative-elect Gina Hinojosa.
It's interesting that these scores fell on the same day that Texas was ranked nationally as having a school finance system that ranks 45th out of 50 states. I think it is unfair for the state to be rating our individual schools when we all know the school finance system is broken.
State lawmakers approved the new system in 2015, and it goes in effect next school year. The TEA will release the preliminary report this morning. Kate McGee, KUT News.